Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key, and we say good morning from New York City, hour number two. And, of course, I don't even know what hour it is, but the marathon continues, Fantasy Football Marathon here at ESPN. We encourage you to go get the app. It is the number one fantasy app. You get yourself on that thing. You get it on your phone. Of course, you can just go to ESPN.com/FFL and be part of what has become, obviously, a huge part of the football season. And we will continue to talk with you about that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-7-3776. Oh, my God. I forgot the number. I absolutely did miss half of it. 729-3776. It's Wednesday, and it definitely, as I was saying before to Victoria, it feels like Wednesday.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to select Frank Gore in the second round.
That would have been, actually, for about 20 years, that's probably a good choice.
I'm taking Frank Gore in the second
round. I think
we're
reaching a point now where that's not going to happen, but... Yeah, again, we got plenty on the fantasy front to talk about. Stephon Ubell going to join us later on in the show. But
I could take my nephew and hold on to him.
What do you mean hold on to him?
Like, can't you draft a guy and just hold on to him?
That's
draft
called
him
a
late.
Keeper league.
Yeah, keeper league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And draft so wherever late. You would have drafted him originally, like say you took him in like the fifth round his rookie year, then like every other year you'd give up your fifth round pick, even if Michael Thomas had say like second or third round value, and you'd get to keep him. That's the plan. But like a lot of
Which
leagues.
This isn't a terrible thing.
A lot of leagues, though, you can only pick one keeper. So like a lot of people, when Patrick Mahomes' first year, like I had Patrick Mahomes in like the 11th or 12th round the year he broke out. So if I was in a keeper league, I would have kept him because I would have only had to give up my 12th round pick to keep Patrick Mahomes.
Gotcha.
Well, that would have been smart, but too bad you didn't do it.
Well, I wasn't in a keeper league, so everybody
That's
went back
That's what I'm
saying.
You should have been in a keeper league.
How many leagues have you played at one time, Evan?
I'm not that big in fantasy, like maybe two or three at once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's when it becomes like that friend that I really didn't need. I don't have time for. Like there was a couple of times where I've been in multiple leagues, and you just start like you got to keep moving the team, and then there's always that one week where you just forget. You just forget, and then the minute the games start, and then you look and you're like, oh, he's having a day, and then you look and you're like, I didn't play him like that. That's the stuff. Well, I marvel at those people that can play in multiple leagues and just keep that thing going. It consumes your life. You got to be dedicated to it. So clearly, I don't have the mental capacity for it. Evan didn't have the stamina for it, clearly. That's what that's about.
Yeah, Evan would just pick guys based on if they play for the Jets or not.
Just a whole team of Jets.
I really just actually like doing fantasy football to come up with my team name. And then once I come up with the team name, I really stop paying attention.
That's your best part. Your favorite part is creating the team name.
Definitely.
What would be a good team name for Keyshawn if Key was going to play fantasy football? We'd have to come up with a really good name. I mean, give me the damn ball would be too easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's too simple.
That's so old.
I'm sorry, so it's the name old. Of a book.
So old.
All right.
It's one of those womp, womp, womps.
I said that would be too simple. So let's eliminate that one right out of the gate. I was trying to cut. All right, fine. Let's just continue with the show then. Thanks for playing, Key. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin coming to you live, mostly live, from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So we know the team name in Miami is the Dolphins, and they have a quarterback that you would say during the offseason it felt like they might be getting ready to move on from Tua Tagovailoa because there was a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson and them, and there was great interest in him until all the issues with Deshaun happened, and now that, of course, has become a story on the back burner as far as trades go for him. But in the meantime, after Tua did admit he didn't really know the playbook that well last year, he has looked really good in training camp. And in fact, they thought he looked pretty good in his first preseason game as well. In the AFC East, we've talked plenty about the Patriots and their quarterback situation. We've talked about Zach Wilson, the number two overall pick, and how he will be starting for the Jets. And then, of course, there's Josh Allen, who just got $150 million guaranteed with the Bills.
Lord, that's a lot of money.
Potential MVP candidate. So, with this in mind, Miami has Tua. How do we feel about Miami with their team, with Brian Flores and that team continuing to grow in the AFC East with now Tua as their guy?
I, I think it's going to – look, here's where things are going to be. He's still growing and learning. Last year, you look at him, when they needed him most in certain games, he didn't deliver, and they had to go back to Fitzmagic to win games in the end. He was coming off hip surgery, so whether he was healed enough to play, he probably wasn't 100% healed to be as effective as he could be this year. The problem with this year now for me is Chan Gailey was his offensive coordinator a year ago, who's no longer there. Ryan Fitzpatrick was his in-the-classroom kind of like substitute teacher, sort of teaching him, tutoring him along the way. He's no longer there. Now Charlie Fry is his quarterback coach who's relaying the plays into his helmet from upstairs from two coordinators that are co-coordinators. You got two guys that are basically game planning and calling plays that are communicating with a young quarterback. So you got three people on the Miami Dolphins staff,
but he's got one voice
communicating with the coach. That's very difficult for a young quarterback to deal with. You got one voice? No, you got three voices.
But he's got one in his ear, though. He doesn't have three
in his
ear.
But when I come off the field and they say, hey, go pick up the phone, the quarterback coach says, hey, the coordinator wants to talk to you. You go over there and pick up the phone. Then when the halftime, we're all in the locker room, he's telling you to do this. He's telling you to do that. The other guy doesn't like what he told you, so he's telling you something else. I just don't see it. It's not college football. In college football, it works to have coordinators that are coach. In professional football, it's not going to work, in my opinion. You can't have all those different voices. I've been there before where Mo Carthon along with Sean Payton were kind of had dual roles at calling plays. It was a disaster. Because who am I going to listen to? That's what I'm worried about when it comes to Tua.
Who would you listen to? The one you trust the most, right? Wouldn't it be the one you trust
but
the most?
I got four dudes, right?
That's
got,
the problem, but there's got to be one that you go to. Though.
I got Bill Parcells. I got Sean Payton. I got Mo Carthon. I got Todd Haley. Every last one of them telling me something different to do. It's very difficult. That's why you see one coordinator handling it, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Brian Flores did explain this, though. He said that somebody's watching the front side of the play. Somebody's watching the backside. Somebody's watching rotation coverage. So there's a lot of dialogue. At the end of the day, somebody says, hey, Tua. Or somebody gives Charlie, as you mentioned, the call. And Charlie says, hey, Tua, wristband 33. Like, that's essentially what
it is. It's a lot. When I come off the field. So
George Godsey's he's in the press box.
Yes.
Eric Studsville's on the field, yes. And they will have input on these decisions.
Yeah, so think about it.
If you don't need to know the playbook if you got five guys telling you what to do.
On the field, and then Charlie Fry is on the field, and I come off the field, and I walk over to Charlie, but then now Stubfield is saying, well, I didn't really see it like this. I saw it like that. And then Charlie is saying, well, he rolled this way. And then Tua said, well, I thought he was going – the other way, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
It's the way they want to do it. Flores won't say, this is in the Palm Beach Post, I'm just reading this. Flores won't say who will be the primary play caller. He won't reveal that publicly, but he did say.
Does it matter? Hey,
he does say.
Trust me,
he
does
knows.
It matter?
He knows who it is, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, but okay, so everybody got egos. So that you know.
Oh, yeah.
So when somebody who's the primary play caller is calling a play and it doesn't work, guess what the other two going to say? Man, I wouldn't have called
that. That wasn't my call.
That wasn't my call. Blah, 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 blah.
Film room would be interesting.
Man, I'm telling you. I am taking you inside the room.
No, I know. That's why I'm asking. Like, who would you listen to? Because doesn't a player
always
gravitate
to
the one guy he trusts?
My quarterback coach says, well, I really didn't like. I never liked how we designed that particular drop back for you. I always wanted to roll it out. And the guy who actually designed it is saying, when I was in Denver, it worked perfectly. You know, it's just crazy. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Tua did say after the preseason game that it was Fry that was giving him the plays in his ear. So that's the only voice that he heard. Now, however it got to him, all he knows is it's the same voice that he's hearing. But you feel like, though, that could end up being an issue for the young quarterback.
Quarterback coaches and coordinators communicate together. right? Because the quarterback coach is typically talking to the quarterback.
Yeah.
But most coordinators coach the quarterbacks, even though there's a quarterback coach. Most coordinators coach the quarterbacks.
Well, the coordinator oversees everything there, but it's definitely a lot of voices in his ear.
Too many voices for a 22-year-old kid that's learning how to play professional football. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn what nobody says.
We'll see how it goes in Miami. Meanwhile, in Dallas, the Cowboys are not the only team taking it slow with their starting quarterback coming back from an injury. We'll discuss that next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and SiriusXM, Channel 80.
One day after Carson Wentz undergoes foot surgery, the Colts All-Pro guard Quentin Nelson does the same thing.
Carson's was an old injury that cropped up. Hughes was not an old injury. They got there different ways, but essentially the same thing. You can't make that up, right?
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
KJZ ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn with Key. Joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, Jeff Saturday, our ESPN NFL analyst. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you guys doing this morning?
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, boss?
All right, so we've been playing games.
What's up?
We've been playing games all morning, and we're going to play a game with you in a minute. But before I do that, I did want to talk to you, though, to get your take on what's happening in Indianapolis with the Colts, with Wentz and Nelson both getting that same foot injury, and just the idea that, you know, seeing how they are, it goes from 5 to 12 and a lot of concerns about what would the first couple of weeks look like with some of those two young quarterbacks that they have. Missing your left tackle, missing your starting quarterback, obviously is not the way you want to start a season when the Colts have the expectations that they do after making the trade. But in your mind, and you heard Jim Irsay say, let's not rush these guys back, how would you handle that situation if it were you, if you were in that situation? Is this one where you might be ready to play week one, but let's make sure? Or are you like, if I'm ready to go, I'm playing week one?
Yeah, you know, this is something to make sure. When you think about their first 2 weeks are against NFC opponents, right? So when you're thinking about long-term in the playoffs, then they face three AFC teams, the Titans, I think the Ravens and the Dolphins, right? Back to back to back. So when you're looking at that, I would make sure over those first couple weeks, we want them to be there, but if they can't, you know, kind of no harm, no foul, when we hit those weeks for playoff purposes, I want them to be ready to rock. So definitely would not rush them back, especially when you're talking about Carson Wentz. Like, I think Q and what he's going to deal with and being that left guard, he'll be able to tell you. Sometimes I think Carson Wentz may try to push himself a little early. If I'm the coaching staff and the training staff, I'm making sure Wentz is 100%. 17 games, and he hasn't been, you know, he hasn't hasn't been a guy who hasn't missed games because of injury. I'm going to make sure he's right.
That was subtle, Jeff, and I appreciate you correcting me on I do. I've done this several times now, saying left tackle when obviously Quentin Nelson
yes,
isn't gone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I appreciate how you did that, though. Nice and subtle, just instead of saying correction.
It's
no, no,
gone
just,
to Pluto, man.
Just
you
do it that
leave
way.
It alone. It's already gone.
No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to acknowledge that, that's all. All right, Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So let's play the game. This is what we're going to do now, Jeff. We're going to play this game real or not real. We begin, though. The tweet by Ryan Clark has really kind of establishes for us. He said this yesterday. How many teams in the NFL can truly say that their quarterback is their best player? And again, not the most important, because we all know how important the quarterback is. But the best player on the team. It's almost like an NBA mentality, right? It's not about, you know, impact on winning, all that stuff. No, you just have the most talent for who you are. So he believes it's less than five. So let's play a game going through some of the options that we have of real or not real. So we start with Baltimore. Lamar Jackson, is he the best player on his team? Is that real or not real?
Yes, that's real. He is definitely the best player on their team. He is electric. When the ball is in his hands, all defensive players are on alert. Like, this kid is, so I'm definitely saying he's real. He is the best football player on their team.
He is certainly real, the best football player, Jeff, by far. If he wasn't in that lineup, what would the Baltimore Ravens be?
Yeah.
They'd be a slower team. No doubt about that. That offense wouldn't nearly be as dynamic. All right, here's another one that feels kind of obvious. In Buffalo, Josh Allen. Is he the best player on his team, real or not real, Jeff?
No, not real. I mean, you could go on the defensive side and give players, but I'll just go Stephon Diggs on the offensive side. I mean, this guy, I mean, he's got, what, 3,000-yard, seasons catching the ball, over 100 catches, I think, one season or two seasons. No, I mean, I think last year he took a huge step. I would not say he's the best football player on their team.
That's why I like Jeff, because it's not real. Much like Jeff said, the top dude on the team is Stephon Diggs. I don't even need to elaborate on the rest.
Yeah.
Well, the easy way to explain it is that when he showed up, it unlocked Josh Allen. It made Josh Allen better.
Nothing else to talk about.
Right. Okay, well, is there anything to talk about when we go to Kansas City? Real or not real, Patrick Mahomes, the best player on his team?
Yes, best player on his team. I think, listen, when you watch what he does – running the football, you know, breaking contain, making plays for his teammates. You know, it's not just the no-look passes. It's everything in between. When he needs to pull the ball down and tuck it and run, he makes plays. When he needs to sit in the pocket, climb up in it. So from my perspective, he is definitely the best football player on their squad.
It's real. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, let's not even get into the statistical numbers. Just think about it. When we talk about his athletic ability, he is a former baseball player, so you put that into the equation. And then everything Jeff talked about, the no-looks, passes. You saw what he did to Von Miller 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He threw it with his left hand.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's another easy one.
Yeah.
Even though they got Travis Kelce, and even though that Tyreek Hill is there, they got players.
Absolutely.
But much like Lamar Jackson, they wouldn't be in the same situation if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue also maybe even the
That's
best
right.
player in the league, as James Steele, the resident Chiefs fan, said in my ear. All right, we go to Dallas as we continue to play Real or Not Real with Jeff Saturday. Is Dak Prescott the best player on his team?
No. I mean, I would go Zach Martin. I mean, you know, he's an all-pro guard, and the guy, you know, probably has some of the best technique. Definitely the best offensive lineman there since probably Larry Allen. I'm not comparing the two, but I'm saying when you think about Cowboys offensive lines, Nate Newton and those guys back in the day, I would say Zach Martin has put himself somewhere in the conversation of one of the best guards in the game the past four or five seasons. So, no, he is not the best player on his team.
See, it's hard for me to not take Dak Prescott and take a guard, but I got to take Dak Prescott in this situation. We saw what the Cowboys were without him, and he's come back. He's now one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league for a reason, and I think as he continues to grow at the position, because remember, he still is a young quarterback. He's not in his seventh and eighth year. So I think he is the best player on the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, we have our first disagreement.
And see,
go ahead.
But let me say this. This to me goes into the category of most important player versus best player.
Yeah.
Dak is definitely the most important player for the Dallas Cowboys, but from a just a competitive overall football player, that's why I went with Martin. Definitely most important. So, like all the Cowboy fans, and I'm with you, Key, like he is definitely the key to this season, but he is not the best. If you stacked him up at their position, Martin's definitely a better football player in totality.
Now, we did a lot of research on this before, and yesterday I was talking with our producer, Evan Wildner, about this off of the Ryan Clark tweet. So, Evan has done his own work on this, and since we have a disagreement, Evan, step in and now
EW,
tell
go
us
ahead.
What you've got.
You guys can argue all you want about Zach Martin or Dak Prescott. By the end of the season, Micah Parsons is going to be the best player on the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. I've been saying this for months. He will be the best player on the Dallas Cowboys by the end of the year. So you guys can argue for the next, like, 6 months about Zach Martin and Dak Prescott. Give me Micah Parsons by the end of the year.
So we're gonna just throw it to the future and just, you know, we're messing with the future and, you know, the fortune tellers.
You guys can argue for six more months about it.
Thanks for the strong stance right there.
think about it, Jeff.
We're in the DeLorean. We're going forward.
He's a producer for a reason, and we were football players for a reason.
All right. With that in mind, we continue. Real or not real? Is the quarterback the best player on this team, Matt Ryan and the Falcons? Jeff.
No, he is not the best player. I mean, you could go Pitts, who is arguably the most athletic player in this year's draft. Some people said he should have gone first, and this kid's an absolute monster. You got Ridley on the same side of the ball, so there's two players just off the jump that I would put as better football players than Matt Ryan.
Jeff, he hasn't even played an NFL game yet. You're going with Kyle Pitts? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Now we're doing rookies?
You just talked about Micah Parsons. You can't even talk. You just brought up Micah Parsons. I'm just bringing up
exactly.
No, I think it, from a football
exactly.
player.
I think it is
sarcasm.
Real. I think it's real that Matt Ryan is the best football player on this team, and that's one of the reasons that the Atlanta Falcons held on to him rather than put him out in the marketplace to be traded, because they know without him they wouldn't be nowhere near competing in the NFC. And I don't know that they're going to be competing in the NFC, but he certainly will give you a shot to do so.
I love that Jeff said we can't go forward. We can't go ahead in time. And then he goes ahead in time on the next team saying that the rookie is going to be the best player on the team.
I said there were two players. I said Pitts and Ridley.
And Calvin
Ridley. I gave you two. I just gave you a little fortune teller, too.
Bullying you today, Jeff. Bullying you today. All right, real or not real?
Respect.
Let's continue.
Respect.
We go with, is this quarterback the best player on his team in Seattle? Russell Wilson, Jeff.
Yes, absolutely, and probably has been for the last 4 or 5 years. So, he is their best player and has done more to keep this team even in the conversation than maybe any player in the NFL.
Yeah, it's real. But I would put up an argument for Bobby Wagner on the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to stay with the quarterback, like you said, Jeff. Without Russell Wilson, again, Seattle wouldn't be in the position that they continue to put themselves in to try and win the NFC West year in and year out. Because we saw him. He's dynamic. Although he hasn't yet gotten an MVP vote in his entire career. One vote. He hasn't received MVP vote.
That is amazing. Now, it's media that votes,
that's
right?
Ridiculous.
I don't know who votes, but he hasn't received one.
Maybe he'll get one soon. You know, Jamal
that's
Adams
terrible.
Would argue that he's the best player.
Oh, stop. You just want to pick on Jamal. He's always picking on Jamal Adams. Leave Jamal Adams alone.
We continue real or not. I just want to. Real or not real, Jeff Saturday. Quarterback, the best player on this team, the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me. I'm going to say no. I'm going to go Hopkins. But this was tough for me because Murray can do it all, bro. He's got his legs. He's got his arm. But I just think when you look at Hopkins and what he's done and continues to do, man, I mean, I'm going DeAndre Hopkins here for best football player.
To move things along, DeAndre Hopkins. It's not even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah, that one seems like it, but it is one you can definitely kick around. And it's Hopkins not the only guy you could bring up here. On the defensive side, they've got a couple of guys too.
Yeah.
All right, in Green Bay, this one seems pretty easy. Real or not real, best player on the team, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm going Aaron Rodgers. As good as Devontae Adams is, you still look at what Aaron did last year and continues to do. He's next level, man. So, yeah, I would say that Aaron Rodgers. And, again, I think his ability to scramble and buy time and also get yards that really go, not discussed in picking up first downs and continuing drives, I think he's the best player on the Packers.
It's real best player by far. But not only is he the best player, Jeff, he's the first player in NFL history to be an active player and an active general manager.
Dual role. Instead of coaching the team, I'm running the damn team. All right, we continue real or not real. Things are getting late, so let's speed it up. In Detroit, Detroit, we have, this might be by default, the quarterback's the best player on the team, Jared Goff.
Yeah, you tell me. I guess, we don't even look enough at Detroit. They got to win some games before we go into some deep dive study about who's the best player. We got to have some wins. So I'm going to say by default, I'll go Goff.
The best players in Detroit are all on the coaching staff. Aaron Glenn, Dan Campbell, Coach Lynn.
Yeah.
I love it.
Jeff, going against the offensive lineman like Frank Ragnow, like Pro Bowler last year, pro? Listen, no?
Yeah. But again, man, like, As you look at it, it's just such an ugly – it's an ugly situation. I didn't want to do a deep dive. I didn't want to do a futuristic dive. I just got called out about being a fortune teller after I mistakenly attacked Evan early. Evan, I'm backing out. I'm backing out on this
man, and now you're going to get called out for not even sticking with a fellow center. Like what are we doing? If you centers can't stick together, I don't know what we're doing, Jeff.
I thought the minute Jeff said we're not doing a deep dive until you get some wins – I figured this is one of those we're checking out. The fact that we mentioned the Lions, I think you saw the look that he gave us, a little gas face there. Yes. All right, we got two more quickly. The Texans. He's on the roster technically. The quarterback's the best player on the team, Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, Deshaun's playing. He's by far their best player. Not even a conversation.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and then last but not least.
Yeah.
All right, in L.A., Justin Herbert, Chargers, best player on the team?
This was a tough one for me. I would probably say Keenan Allen. Mm. I mean, Herbert had a great year last year, but this is still a below average wins and losses team. So as good as he played great for a rookie. He was running for his life. I'm still going to go Keenan Allen until Herbert stacks some seasons together.
It's not real. It's either Keenan Allen, Jeff, or Derwin Healthy James. One of those two.
James, exactly. Healthy.
Healthy.
That's right. But it's got to be healthy. Yeah. Yeah, that's been the issue.
Jeff, I want to apologize on behalf of myself and Keith that you were berated so much by our producer who really couldn't help himself to jump in half the time. We don't like to treat our guests that way, but you're a good sport as always. Thanks so much.
All right, Jeff.
I love it. Appreciate it, fellas. See y'all.
All right. All the best.
E-Dub, man, you got to stop treating people that way.
Your hotline. He got a little aggressive, feisty little nugget today, aren't you? All right. So much more on Justin Herbert. That's after SportsCenter. SportsCenter right now. Seahawks Jamal Adams signed an extension to become the NFL's highest paid safety, a 4-year extension, max value of $72 million, $20 million signing bonus. $38 million guaranteed. That's according to his agents, Kevin Connor, Robert Brown of Universal Sports. And they told our Adam Schefter. Here's Adams with Chris Berman on getting the deal done.
Man, I'm just so fortunate to be a part of such a unique organization. Great coaching staff, great fan base, great teammates. The next goal is to get to the championship and win it. That's our goal, man.
That'll be the goal for the Seahawks and Jamal Adams in the fold. All right, to the NBA, speaking of championships, the Sacramento Kings, they routed the Celtics to claim the Summer League Championship. The aptly named Lewis King finished with 21 points to help the Kings cruise to a 100-67 victory. It was Sacramento's first Summer League title since 2014. To the Diamond, where there was A scary scene last night. A's pitcher Chris Bassitt taken to the hospital after a 100-mile-an-hour line drive hit him in the head. The Oakland ace went right to the ground after being hit by the ball off the bat of White Sox outfielder Brian Goodwin. Oakland manager Bob Melvin said Bassitt is conscious, that he was at the time. They don't think there's a problem with his eye, but he did need some stitches for a cut. They'll know more about potential fractures later today. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Movement always driving us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, on the field. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, and every single mile marker we pass leads us to find out just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. To be part of the conversation, if you want to play a little bit of that real or not real, are there any other quarterbacks that we might have left out, left off the list as we were talking with Jeff Saturday about that? But Key, you get like the idea of the game, and that's something that Ryan Clark pointed out, that the quarterback is the most important player. It's the one we talk about the most. It's really the guy that can decide whether or not your team has a chance to be a contender or not. But it doesn't mean that they are the best player. It's like that NBA mentality of like the player who just has the most talent at his position. And it's very specific, obviously. So, you know, we went through a lot of them. Let me see. The yeses were Lamar Jackson. That's fairly obvious. Patrick Mahomes. That's a yes. You guys differed on Dak Prescott. You said yes, and he didn't feel like that. He went to Zach Martin. The offensive line was so important for them. You said Matt Ryan was a yes. Russell Wilson, you both said yes. And Aaron Rodgers, right? Deshaun Watson, who isn't playing. But that's really it. It's so Lamar, Mahomes. We got basically five, and that's what Ryan Clark said.
Yeah.
There's five guys. Do we miss anyone? Is there someone else that you could think of around the league that we did not bring up? I don't think so. You know, Tom Brady, you can't say Tom Brady's the best player on his team.
No.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'm just thinking of a Super Bowl champ. So.
Most important.
Yeah, again, that's – but there's a it's,
yeah,
it's
I know,
a difference.
I get him
that's
saying he's the most important.
Yeah. Going around the league, I just don't see it. You know, it's a very specific thing, obviously, but there are teams where you're
– Carr?
On that team?
Yeah.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Carr is good, man.
Isn't Darren Waller?
The tight end? Yeah, see, Raiders are
see, he's
Raiders
more,
are a funny
he's
team.
More, he's more important than me.
See, but that's
– Waller's more important.
Important?
Yeah, Waller's more important to the success of the Raiders.
Talent.
Carr got a lot of talent, man. He really do. But when you haven't – for whatever reason, you got to the top of the hill, but you haven't come down on the other side yet. People look at him, and then it's so much always because of who his coach is.
Right.
Always this kind of like cloud.
But you had him in
hovering
your,
over him
when we did the one through Tannehill list. You ranked the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he was up there.
You had Carr in the top 10, I believe.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like he is really a good quarterback, but. He just because Gruden is his coach, and there's always this chatter about Gruden looking for the next and he doesn't like him and all this sort of stuff, that people don't really look at him and be like, dude, good. Like if I took him, it's almost like Matthew Stafford-ish. You put him somewhere else, and then all of a sudden, it's like, well, Matthew Stafford's getting ready to lead the Rams to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're waiting for that, right.
You know, so if you took Carr and you slammed him on Denver, now what? If you took Carr and you slammed him on the Denver Broncos.
The Broncos are clearly upgraded.
Way yes, upgraded.
Clearly upgraded.
So it's like, be honest with it when you're watching it. And so that's how I am about him. He's, to me, their best player.
All right,
but what the hell do I know?
No. Well, I mean, you know
I'm
football.
On television and radio.
888-729-3776. Let's take Kevin, I'm sorry, in Minnesota. Kevin.
See, Kevin, I don't even want to take your call right now, man. Cause you just making stuff up. Come on, man, seriously.
You guys think Cousins is the best on the Vikings?
No,
how is that even possible?
We didn't even bring his name up.
He might not be the third best player.
He might not be the fifth best player on that team.
Kevin, are you a Vikings fan?
Unfortunately, I am.
You are, and you would, and you think he's the best player on your team?
No. I think the Vikings should give Kellen Mond a real shot.
Yeah, maybe later. Not right now.
Yeah, you're still.
Yeah, he's still a rookie.
Still also
Kirk
paying.
Cousins is serviceable. But, serviceable. I mean, you know.
$30 million. Serviceable at $30
serviceable?
Million. Hey, listen, we talked about how.
He can make a few throws here and there.
Jamal Adams, the Jets, got 2 first-round picks. You know, again, you know, move on
you
from that.
You ain't get 2 first rounds for him.
No, it's not that. How close did the Jets come to signing Kirk Cousins to that similar contract? You remember that whole story about how he was the one
who was the head coach then?
It was the
Ty Bowles.
It was no. Was it Todd? Was it still Todd?
Yeah, it had to be Todd.
Oh, that's right. It was before
Ty Bowles.
But think about that. They were about to give him that same that whole bag.
But that would have been an upgrade at the quarterback spot. Man, y'all was messing around with Kristen Hackenberg.
I completely understand where they were at the time.
Okay, we're not in the 8 o'clock hour yet. Let's just.
I'm
slow
just
down.
Saying. Well, the crisis avoided. Tune into a
National
League
Central Battle. Oh, they did end up with Sam Darnold, though.
Tonight. As the Cardinals host the Brewers, coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So if Dak Prescott's healthy, will he do something that he's never done before in his career? Believe it or not, that's coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
The beginning of the season, oh, man, I want to be in that moment.
This is one of them things where you say, man, I wish I had that right now.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Dallas Cowboys are ready.
This is Matthew Berry. The Syracuse Orange are ready.
This is Alan Hahn. I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm walking on air.
Well, you don't know the rest of the words?
No.
I'm going to get you the lyrics to this song.
I'm ringing a prayer. Who could it be?
I used to watch that show, though.
Of course we did.
Religiously.
That was like when white men just irrationally
decided to get perms.
Like, it was an era. There was a time. Like, people need to understand. You think the mullet was a bad look in the 80s? Before the mullet arrived, there was this thing happening with perms. Like, it just, like, I remember watching the Brady Bunch one time, and the dad, you know, Mike Brady, all of a sudden, the new season shows up, and there he is with a perm. I'm going, when the hell did that happen?
Kenny G.
Now, was that couldn't have been real. Like,
no,
those
his
curls
hair,
were,
no, it's his curls. It's just
that's just
real,
natural?
Yeah. I read it to him at a restaurant one time. I was like, oh, it's not a wig. but you know, in all honesty, though, when mixed kids have hair like that, that's fire. Like when their hair is like naturally and curly
course,
like that,
yeah,
it look cool.
Yeah, that's completely different than a grown man who's had it like that before. And then suddenly just shows up. Anyways, Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. Stefania Bell joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Stefania. How are you? I know you were riveted by us talking about men getting perms and stuff like that.
Good morning. It is interesting. I was busy singing along to the theme music. I do know the words to that song, by the way.
Yeah, we.
You
want to
take it?
No.
I don't sing outside of my own home. That would not be fair. Right. Your audience would tune out. We
outside
don't
of our own cars, right? A lot of us. That's where our favorite studio to sing in. All right, but instead of singing, Stefania, let's play a game. We're going to call it aptly, of course, Believe It or Not, as we'll go through some of the different possibilities this season for different NFL players. Again, as we are in our fantasy football marathon, we urge everybody to go out and get the app, the number one fantasy app out there right now in the world. Or you can go to ESPN.com/FFL. And Stefania, a big part of our fantasy football coverage. So believe it or not, let's start with this one, Stefania. Dak Prescott will throw over 30 touchdowns. That would be a career high. Believe it or not.
I believe it. I say, sure, why not? Look, last year in 5 games, he threw 9 touchdowns. You multiply that by 3, plus we have an extra game this year. He could hit 30 again. He's done it once before. With the extra game, sure, he can get over the top and get an additional one. And by the way, Dak coming off the ankle surgery, which by all accounts, he looks great. I actually went to Cowboys camp, but didn't get to see him doing too much because of a lat strain. I know that has been a big concern for everyone. I think the alarm bells have been way too loud on this. It's unusual in a football player. We see it more in a baseball pitcher. But right now, they have the correct approach. It's just a matter of increasing volume for him before the season starts. I'm not worried about this. I think Dak will throw more and run a little bit less, especially designed runs. So I think hitting that mark is believable.
Yeah, I think it's believable, Stefania. When you think about it, Mike McCarthy's going to be a little more involved in the offense. You go back to his days in Green Bay, they like to throw the ball. They like to throw it, especially in the red zone. They're going to take that football out of Ezekiel Elliott's hands and put it in Dak Prescott's hands. And when they throw the football in the red zone, therefore, he'll be over the 30 mark.
All right, we continue. Believe it or not, Stefania Bell joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Saquon Barkley will score 10 or more total touchdowns.
I'm going to say not. And I know that there's going to be a lot of potential disagreement with me out there. I'm nervous about Saquon in terms of racking up the stats, because I think that the correct approach, which appears to be what the Giants are doing right now, is being conservative on the front end with him. Look, they picked up his fifth-year option. They're invested in him in more than this season, so nobody's going to rush him out there. And his surgery was more complex than just a straightforward ACL. He was not doing anything with the team. I mean, he wasn't involved in practice until just a few days ago, and he's still been doing individual work primarily. There's a long way to go when you're talking about getting back to being a physical, power, explosive runner who can break tackles and get yards after contact. By the way, 8th in the NFL in yards after contact in 2018-2019 before he got hurt last year. And there's a long way to go to get to that from what he's doing right now in camp.
I'm going to say believe. I'm going to say that this is his year to bounce back, much like Adrian Peterson did several years ago after an ACL. Although his surgery probably was a little more complicated with the injury that he suffered, I just looked at him over the last couple days that I saw him running around on the practice field. He looked like he's back to form.
They certainly are going to need that kind of production out of him. All right, we continue. Believe it or not, Stefania Bell joining us as we play the game. Trey Lance will start more games than Jimmy G.
And now you're asking me to set my heart aside and evaluate this. You guys know I'm a big Niners fan. And really, I worry a little bit about this answer, because if Trey Lance does start a lot more games, it means the Niners didn't get off to a great start this season. I do believe Jimmy G will be the starter. And I do think they have an easier schedule to begin with. So it actually, it's a nice opportunity for Jimmy G to show if he really can lead this team. I do believe Trey Lance is obviously the future. I saw him in camp. He looks fantastic. He's going to be involved in the offense. Kyle Shanahan made that no secret. I think 49ers have struggled in the red zone. Trey Lance gives them different options down there. I'm going to say believe, because I think at some point the weaknesses of Jimmy G will come out and Trey Lance will be moved into the starting role. And if that happens by week 8, then the believe answer is the correct one.
I'm not going to believe it, Stefania. I believe that Jimmy G will hold him off. Look, the guy led the team to the Super Bowl. I don't know how many times I got to say it. An arm length throw away from winning the Super Bowl. And when you talk about it, Jimmy G has not been a bad quarterback in San Francisco. I just think we looked at those two playoff games against Minnesota and Green Bay. When he took the football out of his hands, it scared the living you-know-what out of all of us as far as him leading a team.
It'll be a very interesting year in San Francisco. Stefania, great stuff. Good to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Stefania Bell, again, co-host of the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast.
Come on, man, get focused.
I am focused.
Get focused,
you know why?
Man. Come on now, man.
Because let me ask you this question. If everybody's on the hot seat, then how's the GM not? We got to figure this out next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.